Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? We have an exceptional guest, guys, coming all the way from Michigan, Yvette Kendall. She's a modern-day inventor, a businesswoman, and founder of FBIRocks.com. Yvette, are you there?
I am here. Good morning or good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I couldn't wait to get you on this show. As most of you guys already know, that we do talk and build relationships with our guests before and after the show. And she has shared so much awesome stuff with me that I just couldn't wait to hear her story, sharing it with you guys. But before we get started, Yvette, can you please get out all of your contact information?
Yes. Again, like Big said, my name is Yvette Kendall, and the corporation that I have, our organization, rather, is called FBI Rocks Organization, F as in female, B as in black, I as inventors, Rocks. And our direct phone number is 708-552-0455, and our email is info@fbirocks.com.
Great, Yvette. Now, a lot of people think about inventors, and they see these kind of nerdy people with the big bifocals. I mean, that's kind of like back in the day. But you just basically blow that out of the water. And I would like for you to kind of talk about the first thing that you created, how that idea came, and what steps you take to get it out there on the market, all the good, all the bad.
Okay. The first thing that I actually put pen to paper and went through the process of having it patented or attempting to have it patented was a product called the Bookman. It basically was the first ebook reader that was to come onto market. I was working for Michael Jordan's restaurant at the time, and I worked in human resources, which is across the street from the restaurant. So a lot of the time, we kind of looked out the window to see what was going on at the restaurant and see the traffic going in and out. And I happened to see a lot of students with backpacks walking down the street, going a particular direction. And after the third or fourth student, I realized that their backpacks were, they appeared to be very heavy, you know, filled with books and other information. And I said to myself at the time, I said, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have one device to read multiple books on? So what they would do is just have this one monochromatic device that they would upload. Back then, when we're talking 1998, 1997, they didn't have uploading. You basically had to buy a CD-ROM and put that into your computer and then read the content from the CD-ROM. So I imagine having one device that you would just insert or upload information from a CD-ROM, and then they can just carry that one device with multiple lightweight small CD-ROMs, and they can just insert it and read whatever books that they wanted. And I just kept thinking it to myself, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, so we're talking about a patent process that I'm totally unfamiliar with. I don't know anyone that has ever patented anything. I have only seen people on TV, which was generally our Caucasian male counterparts that seem to have the financial fortitude and the education and the backing to do that. So I was really discouraged when I realized the undertaking that I had to go through. And I went to 1-800 Inventors place and told them, you know, I had a product and I wanted to patent it. And unfortunately, this place accepted my money and understood what I wanted, and they filed a 2-year disclosure instead of a patent. And after I filed all this paperwork, they did file this concept with the United States Patent Office, which is the USPTO. So they do have a record of it. They do have a serial number for it, but they did not follow up and file the actual patent or patent pending. And after 2 years, this company was able to legally disclose my creation to whoever to receive the information or they purchased the information. I'm not sure how that back end went. And the next thing that I know, this very device is on the market by a large corporation that had the financial wherewithal to make it successful and very profitable. So that was my first bad experience with putting a product on the market. So ever since then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, tell me from that process, because of course that took time. And during that time, you were also, you know, working on developing other things or finding financial backing. What did you learn? And what did you learn from that? And is that one of the reasons also why you came up with the concept of FBI Rocks?
Yes, that is the main reason I came up with the FBI Rocks organization. But what I learned from that was I needed to educate myself. I needed to find out the processes. I needed to get familiar with the USPTO. I needed to get familiar with the jargon. I needed to get familiar with what a patent was and what it entailed, to the point that when I filed my second patent, I basically took the formula that the patent attorney had used to create my patent, and I internalized it, and I started to learn how to file my own provisional patents, which is a provisional patent is the 1-year patent, just to get the idea solidified so I could then go to the next step. So it was a big learning curve because you in essence become a patent agent because you had to learn, or at least I did. I wanted to know how to do this so I wouldn't be at a default again in a situation. So that was a catalyst of me forming FBI Rocks, because I'm realizing that a lot of people, not only women, did not know what to do when they had that thought or that creation in their head. You know, how do I get it from my mind on paper, and how do I protect it once it's on paper? How do I get it to prototyping? You know, what does this cost? You know, who can I talk to? How can I be free to talk to people? Do I need for them to sign something? It's just a bunch of things in between that you don't think of until you're kind of in it. So that was a good lesson for me that I want to teach to other African-American girls and teens and women, and, you know, about how to protect yourself as you move along to get your product to market, or at least, you know, get it to the point where it is considered a commodity.
Now, one of the things that we here at Think Big Radio enjoy is when people come up with things to really help other people out. And it was your thinking about the welfare of these young adults, the weight of their backpacks, the weight of the books on their back, and how that'll affect them later, especially if they had 4-8 years of school and have to always do this. And it had something to do with their health, which is really leading me into one of the next inventions that you had came up with that also deals with health. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about that?
Which product are you speaking of? I have a lot of them.
Well, this particular product dealing with germs and drinking and things of that sort. The
clean cups. Oh, I see. Okay, right, clean cups, because I have a couple of health products, but clean cups is the world's first antibacterial disposable drinking cups. This was the first product that I patented or filed a patent for some years after the Bookman incident. And clean cups basically works like this. It is a typical hot paper cup that you would use for coffee or tea or any other beverage, but it's particularly a hot paper cup. And on the outside of the cup, the exterior, there is a food-safe antibacterial ink. And what happens is when you touch this cup and agitate it, or the heat and moisture from your hands basically allows a dry transfer of the antibacterial material that's on the outside of the cup to your hands. So what it does in essence is everything you touch from that point forward is it will sanitize it. It sanitizes your hands. If you're eating popcorn or potato chips or a hamburger, because it's food safe, you don't have to worry about ingesting anything negative. When you touch other people, when you touch other objects, it will sanitize that. It works within a few seconds from when you touch it, and it lasts for 4 hours each touch. So that was the next product that I invented that I wanted to extend not only to paper cups but to packages and to food boxes, Chinese boxes, paper pack wrappings for hamburgers. So everything that you touch is not transferring germs, diseases, and viruses to you, and you're not consuming that or taking it home to your family.
Great. You know, and I was just thinking also as well about when we, you know, really went into detail about FBI Rocks, the strategy that you put together is awesome. And I know that so many, you know, women are going to be find that a godsend, you know, that they can really have something that they could go through, have those needed things and not have to worry about, you know, well, this person needs 60% or 70% or, you know, those sharp tactics, you know, based on your experience. And I just couldn't wait to get you on here to talk about that. And we're going to talk about one more of the things that you have here that you've created before we move on to some of the other issues. So let's talk about the ballistics.
Yes. That is my current project that is public right now. I created a peel-off adhesive bulletproof panel. It actually can take the place of a bulletproof vest. It is multi-purpose. It can be installed in your car, in your door wheels, and other parts of your car to make your car instantly bulletproof. It can be installed in your home in between drywall, in between dooring, to make your home instantly bulletproof. And it can also be worn on your person so you can have instant protection. You peel it off the nonstick paper. You can stick it onto the front of your chest, the back of your chest. The size of the panels are going to be in multi sizes, so you can have a 12 by 12 piece, a 12 by 18 piece. It can come in a breastplate shape. We're making it so whatever body part that is vulnerable, you can have a piece for it for instant protection. And it's, again, it's multi-use, so you can use it for whatever you're trying to protect, animals, furniture. I mean, if you're in a war-torn area, if you're worried about, you know, random shootings, it's just a great thing. And at this point, it has been tested as a level 3A product, meaning that the highest caliber handgun, it can withstand a deployment of it even from, you know, 5 feet away. And it's just a great thing. And the other unique thing about it is it's a morphing product, and that's why it's so unique. If the product is warm, you know, an ambient temperature or warmer, it is flexible and moldable. If it goes to cool temperatures, it gets hard as a tortoise shell. So you can actually mold it to whatever shape that you want to mold it to and change the temperature slightly, and it will stay that shape until you remolded it into something else. So in that aspect, is a product that has never existed before. So right now, I'm in a second stage of prototyping as to where we are making it assault weapon proof. And that's where we are right now. So we have a lot of attention in regards to it. But of course, you know, we still are looking to keep things moving. So we still need other options and opportunities to go along with it. But that is what I'm working on right now, ballistics. And it's spelled BALLISTICKS at ballistics.com.
Okay, so definitely anyone who's looking for other avenues to put their money for long-term investment, they'd be able to visit that site for that particular product. Where would they go if they just wanted to overall have a general idea about who you are?
They can visit YvetteKendall.com, and that's just my name, no dashes, no dots. So that's Y as in yes, V as in Victor, E-T-T-E, K-E-N, D as in dog, A-L-L.com. Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the biggest challenge for the inventors out there now that are trying to take things to market?
You know, just not having the understanding and the education of how things are to go. And the other thing, which is unfortunate, is funding. You know, getting your grassroots funding in to get websites and domains and keep telephones on and file your patents, file for your trademarking, is not a lot of money that needs to be involved, but, you know, that's something that's hard to get, you know, especially in this economy. So getting people to believe in your dream and your product before it comes to market, before the world decides to buy into it, you need to have those people that believe in you just in concept that will help you get to the next level. And then once you get those people, there is a process that needs to be followed with filing the patents and filing the trademarks. And this is to protect you and your product from you just creating intellectual property just to give away, because you do have people that are waiting to poach your product just out of you not knowing what to do and what to say. So you always have to keep a good, safe circle around you. And that circle, unfortunately, in the beginning is going to be very small because it's just the nature of people.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I really love about how, you know, most that as an inventor and, of course, being creative, how you came up with FBI Rocks to start eliminating those issues for the people that's coming up, you know, behind you. And I think that was a really good idea. And, you know, we here at Think Big Radio, of course, are also looking to, you know, invest in different things or put to represent people and getting those things done. And I believe that with what you're doing and us assisting, that we should be able to, you know, get some funding for all of the different things or find some angel investors to help these people.
Yeah, funding is first and foremost. I mean, you know, it begins with funding and, you know, with dollars needed to get started, and it ends with, you know, you actually being able to pay people that believed in what you were doing, you know, interest. in your product.
Right.
So that's just how it starts. I mean, even with FBI Rocks, it's just really important to me that whoever joins the organization on whatever level is going to be an immediate, you know, non-disclosure agreement signed, you know, between us and the members, because it's important that they feel comfortable sharing so we can know how to help them. And we extend that agreement to anyone else they meet from that point forward, you know, so they can keep their products protected and we can give them proper exposure and get them the proper funding that they need and get to the right people, because that's just a big part of what even I'm doing now. You know, I get people that contact me all the time, but they contact me in a predatory way because they go, okay, she may need funding for this. So, you know, if it's a slim pickings kind of scenario, we'll ask for something outrageous, and more than likely she might say yes. You know, I don't want my FBI Rocks members to feel that they are forced to accept something because they don't have any other avenues. You know, this is going to be a hub of nothing but avenues and opportunity.
That's beautiful. Now, let me ask you here, the way that you're put in this organization and your marketing, and I can tell that this is really a passion of yours, what mm-hmm. would you say the number one thing an inventor should have on the ball before they even reach out to talk to investors?
I always say you have to make it real to yourself first. So whatever your thoughts are, whatever your design is, whatever your product is, you know, you have to have an explanation of it, how it works, how it doesn't work, you know, what it does, what it doesn't do, drawings. You have to, you know, I would, you know, get domain names, you know, even if you're not setting up a site right now, you want people to know that you're serious and that you are moving forward. Everything that you do every day should be some type of forward movement for your product. And it doesn't have to be large. It can be small. So initially, you want to have something you can communicate to people. And when they ask, you know, where can I go to see it, you know, have a place for them to go, or where can I go to look at it, or, have, you know, is there a contract I need to sign? You never want to be at a loss like, okay, well, I have to find a contract, or do you have a contract? Or you want people to know that you mean business. So the first thing is making it real to yourself and then being in a position to make it real to other people. And I've been contacted before by young ladies that wanted to be involved with FBI Rocks, or they needed kind of a mentor regarding their product and what do I do, where do I go. And whenever I spoke with them, if I gave them something to do a week ago, when I talked to them again, oh, no, I haven't got around to that yet, or, you know, I had to go to work, or I had to babysit, or it was always some reason why they had not progressed from that point. So when you do that, it shows to other people that is trying to believe in you that you're not serious. So you have to be serious. And I wound up letting the young lady go because it's like I gave her opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. She did not have the money to file her provisional patent. And I said, you know what? I will file your provisional patent, but you have a restaurant. And she says, yes. I said, well, there's a family that was homeless that finally got a place to stay that they don't have Thanksgiving dinner. I said, if you make them dinner, I will do your patent. Now, the patent, you know, can run $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. It depends on what they have. I was willing to do her provisional patent just so she can start her process. And she says, well, I haven't really cooked in a long time, and now my dad does the cooking, and I have to ask him, and, you know, I don't know what they might want, and I don't have gas in my car to drop it off. And I was kind of taken aback. I was like, wow, you're getting a, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 gift at no charge with some expertise for, you know, some turkey and macaroni and cheese. And she basically I mean, when you look at it like that, so I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I will have someone cater them something. And from that point forward, I had to tell her, you know, I just don't feel that you're serious about what you're trying to do. And it's, you know, it was unfortunate, but I had to move on from her.
Yeah, and you know, and that really is unfortunate. And, you know, even, you know, now since then, your process of, you know, weeding out those who are, you know, actually serious or those who just want to, you know, stop by and take a picture like a tourist, you know, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize that, you know, your time is valuable.
No, you know, they don't realize that.
You know, so that's definitely a good thing, the way that you revamped some of the things. And I can't wait to, you know, follow along, you know, what you're doing and how you're helping these women and, you know, having them put their testimonials on the site as time goes forward. Before we get ready to close out, though, I'd like for you to share all of your contact information and every website that you have that, you know, the other, you know, the future FBI ROC members and different investors will be able to go to just check out what you have.
Okay, well, I'll start again with my personal. It's just a page that I have up that basically gives my bio, and that is my personal site, which is kindle.com. And the second site would be for Clean Cups. That's CLEENCUPS.com, cleancups.com. The third would be Ballistics. That's BALLISTICKS.com. And then we have FBI Rocks, of course, which is F as in female, B as in black, I as in Venter, Rocks, ROCKS.com. And there may be links to other products that I have or other information that you can view what we're doing and what we'll be doing in the future. And as far as female black inventors go, I am looking for female black inventors or women and girls that want to get into the field of innovations and intellectual property. If you are already in that field and you're trying to get traction, I am looking to interview the young ladies and put their interview and make it public on the site of FBI Rocks under FBI Rocks Interviews. And a phone number, again, for FBI Rocks is 708. Let me get this right because I always confuse my 5-2. So it's 708-552-0455. And that email address is info@fbirocks.com. And if you email us there, just say, you know, you need to speak with Yvette Kindle or you have a question, and I can get back with you as soon as time allows. But other than that, I look forward to speaking with anybody that has a passion for innovation, because I do have other sites that are going to cater to female and male and you know, anyone that's interested, like innovationdomination.com. I'm working on that site as well because we want to be a force to be reckoned with in the field of innovation. So that's going to be fun to make it there. But other than that, I am so excited to be on Think Big Radio and talking to Big himself. And you've been doing such good work in the community. And I've been told about you by various outlets and by various people. And I'm just so happy to be on your show and, you know, furthering your agenda about doing something great and big for our people and just anyone that may be interested. So I appreciate you interviewing me and talking about my projects.
And Yvette, we hope to always have you on. Whenever you got anything going on, just let us know. Feel free to post it to our websites. And once again, thinkbigradio.com listeners, I'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.